Welcome to Shomar Shova on the Daf. Shir sponsor Luyinish Basan Beakav Shalom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding it during Daf Lamed Dalet. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis says, when a person says Ki Kori Alecho, my bread is also on you. What are we coming to exclude? What is he coming to speak about? And the Gemara says in the last words of the Amud, he's coming to say the Azmine Alo, Lafuki the Azmine Alo. If he invited him, if the Madir invited the person to his house, that's what we're talking about. And the Mefarshim here have two main ways to understand this Gemara. One way the Mefarsh brings over here, and the Rosh quotes this idea, the Gemara says like this, we're not talking about this case that someone invites somebody else. Because if you're telling somebody you invited somebody else that the bread is also on you, it cannot oyser on it. Why? Because a guest who is being hosted, the food that he eats belongs to him. Once he invited him, he's koine es chelik, and if he can't be answering it for him. The Ran, on the other hand, explains the other rabbi. He's saying, kikori alecho, I'm oisur the kikor, so if I'm inviting you to eat by me, you're not going to be able to eat the kikor. So some achronim want to learn from here, the machlekes between these two shittas of the Rishonim, is does a guest koine the food that he's eating? It's really a machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch between the Ramah and the Taz regarding if a guest can take the food that he's eating and use it to be mekadesh aisha, use it for kedushin. Do we say that he owns this food that the host is giving him and he can use it for kedushin? Or we say that he does not own it, it's not his, he can't use it mekadesh aisha. In addition, the Achrayim discuss, does a person who is hosting guests for Leila Seder, does he have to make sure to be maknet to them their matzahs? Because we know that matzah, the din is, it has to be yours. It has to be lachem, you have to be the owner of the matzah. Someone who has guests for Leila Seder, do we say that because they are their guests, they own the matzah they're eating, or they don't own it, and he has to give it to them as a present? The Sfasemis, Masechet Sukkah, speaks about this issue, and Rosh Sternbuch has an tshuva about this, regarding being maknet and matzahs to guests. Meaning this is all based on our sugyo. Do we say the guests own the food that they're getting? And l'chura, you could tie this in very nicely in Yonei Machshava. The Gemara in Pesachet HaPeivov says, Tekol ma shamecha ba'al bayis aseh, chutz mitzeh. Everything the ba'al bayis tells you to do, you must listen to the ba'al bayis. Except if the ba'al bayis tells you to leave the house. So everybody's bothered, what do you mean? A host cannot tell the guest to leave. He's the host. So the Reishis Chochmah brings what's known, the Baalei Musar, that this is really a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a human being. Everyone in this world is a guest in the world of Hashem. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol can tell a person to do anything, Chutz Mitzeh, there's one thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol is telling us, I can never kick you out. Nobody can be kicked out of the world of Hashem. Always somebody can do tshuva. You always can come back. That's the big yisoid, the Reishis Chochmah, that we mentioned in Pesachim Daf Pei Vav. What I want to take it for here is, you see the idea of a host and a guest are compared to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and a human being. And Adam is considered to be a guest in the world of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now we have another Gemara in Brachas, a Gemara we mentioned here a few times. The Gemara brings a contradiction. In one hand, it says, "Lashem haritzum loyim," because Baruch Hu is the owner of the whole world. And the other hand, it says, "A pasuk Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, ve'aretz natsan l'bnei Adam." The Shemayim belongs to Hashem, aretz belongs to human being. How do we reconcile these two pesukim? Says the Gemara, "Kan koinim bracha, kan achar bracha." Depends before a person does a bracha or after he does a bracha. So the simple understanding, the way Rashi says, is before you have a bracha, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once a person does a bracha, now Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem V'aretz Nosan L'bnei Adam, then it becomes his. Reb Tzadik HaKayin is a different pshat. I saw others for him bring it. And Mamash the opposite pshat. So before the bracha, so then Shemayim belongs to Hashem V'aretz Nosan L'bnei Adam, we're divided. We live here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol is over there. How do we come one? How do we connect this world and elevate it to be ruchni? Al yidei bracha. Once a person does a bracha, then you say la Hashem aretzum loyal. Then everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So efshar, that these two ways to explain the Gemara and brachas, This is the pshat and the machlokes rishayim we have over here. Because every one of us is considered to be a guest in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shayla is when a guest comes into the house and he has food, is he the owner or he's not the owner? According to the rishayim that say that a guest owns the food that the Baal Bais gives him, that fits with the pshat of Reb Tzadik HaKohen in the Gemara Brachos. That when a beginning, we own this world. On the day bracha, we elevate the world and bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the original stance is, a guest, I mean us, we own, we are Ha'aretz Nasa Levnei Adam. But the Rishayim that argue and they say that a guest is not an owner of the food that the Baal Bais gives him, meaning it's very clear that everything belongs to the owner and not to the guest. That's like the second pshat, like the pasha pshat, the Gemara there in Brachas. That before a person does a bracha, La Hashem Aretz Amloro, we're guests, we don't own anything. If you do a bracha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you something to eat, but he is really the owner. That may be al derech drush, the connection between these two shittas in the Rishonim and the two ways to understand the Gemara in Brachas. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.